I have invited one of our colleagues in Saudi Arabia, who is interested by this topic, and he was involved maybe during the last couple of years. So his name has been suggested to me by Dr. Ahmed, and I have sent him an invitation, and he told me that he will be with us in this meeting. So we still have to find a solution for the number of allocated variants. We need to decrease this number or to limit this number so that we can meet the requirements of ICANN, so that we can have less variants, especially for some letters like Alif Hamza. Let's wait a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, and I hope that our friend Ali from Saudi Arabia will join us to find to discuss and to debate around this issue and to propose some suitable solutions. So while waiting, do you have any suggestions related to this issue? How we can reduce the allocated variants? I also wait for Abdeslam Nasri. He has suggested something. He has posted in the mailing list where he has suggested a solution. But something like this should be discussed during our meetings so that we can approve or disapprove or arrange this solution or any suggested solution from the group. Okay, Abdeslam Nasri. He suggested that he wrote that one possible way to reduce variants may be by using type preferred variant typing and define new actions based on variant types as defined by Freitag and Davis in their specification. There is no such notion in the XML files I integrated earlier and shared by colleagues in this thread. Okay, I hope that Abdeslam will join us. Meanwhile, if you have any suggestion, it's okay. The floor is yours. Ziyad?
I think Nabil, we should be waiting for him if he has certain solid suggestion. Other thing, when we are reducing, we have to make sure that as far as the linguistically, it's not going to affect, because reduction is the requirement of the ICANN, but we need to set up certain TORs, term of references, that on what basis we reduce. I mean, we cannot reduce each and everything. So very important that what to include and what to not include.
I agree, yes. Yes, noted, thank you. I think that this has been debated many times earlier and previously. During our calls and during our face-to-face meetings in this task force, and we came up with some solutions to how to reduce, but still we have a huge number of allocatable variants, so this may make some issues Certainly. And because of the feedback that we received from ICANN and the feedback that ICANN received from EAB and other stakeholders, we need to find a solution. It can't be like that, because it can cause some security issues and the stability of the internet. Yes, Ziad, go ahead.
Yes, Nabil. You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Ziad.
Thank you. So I think that the proposition sent by Abdeslam is good to analyze this proposition. Abdeslam proposed something that is practical, and we can, I think, discuss this scenario proposed by Abdeslam. I hope that Abdeslam will join us in this call. And there is an interesting thing about the proposition of Apache framework for normalization of certain Arabic letter. So we can analyze this and propose some and write some documentation about this proposition to be shared with the community, I think.
Yes, yes, I agree. I hope that Abdeslam can join us, because he is in a better position to explain his proposal and how we can deal with it and how it can solve the remaining issues in the Arabic table, and how we can use it to reduce the number of allocatable variants. Also, we are all waiting for Ali to join us. He assured me that he will join us. I can see that also Ahmed Bakht and Inam are not present. We need to send them some reminders to urge them to join the calls, because this is the third consecutive time that our very active members are not with us. I hope that this situation will become better in the coming weeks, because the milestones are there, and we need to find solutions, especially for the Arabic table, IDN. Dr. Sarmad from ICANN asked us that we need to find a solution very quickly. I can see Ali Al-Hussein. Dr. Ali?
Hello?
Hello, assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ali.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm just Ali, I'm not a doctor or anything.
So, sorry?
I'm just Ali, Mr. Ali.
Okay, Mr. Ali. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So maybe, yeah, go ahead.
The meeting just started, or?
Yes, exactly. So just a few minutes. And I asked the participant that we may wait for Dr. or for Ali, for our friend Ali from Saudi Arabia. And I have told them that you agreed to participate in this meeting, and because you have been involved in this work during the last couple of years or last month, you can correct me. So yeah, your name has been suggested to me from Dr. Ahmed Bakht, mm-hmm. and he told me that we need to involve Mr. Ali from Saudi Arabia, CITC, because he is working on this issue.
Correct.
So nice to meet you, Ali. We have been working with Dr. Raed from CITC.
Yes. He's the general manager for internet services at CITC. So I'm representing our department there.
Perfect, perfect. So good, good. So you can continue on the work that have been done by the department with Dr. Raed and the other members.
Yeah. About the variants, Dr. Sarmad has asked us before to reduce the variants. And we have sent an email of the variants that we wanted to be added to the Arabic LGR. So, yeah. And they asked to reduce the variants furthermore, but we see that these variants, we cannot reduce the variants more than that, because the Aleph variants are important, especially in the Arabic countries, because they are used interchangeably. So someone could write Ahmed with Hamza or without a Hamza, they are all acceptable, and people could use either of them. So I guess that was the issue with the variants there. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if it was too early to discuss it.
No, it's okay. You can go ahead. So what are you suggesting for? Did you read his email?
Which email?
Dr. Sarmad has sent an email for the to the task force. You are in the mailing list, of course.
Yes, I'm in the mailing list, but I have not checked the emails for maybe a month or two now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So basically, he was with us in the previous meeting, not this previous one, but the one before the previous one. And he suggested that, yes, we need to find other solution, especially for the Arif. And I have debated and discussed with our members that we have already tried to find a solution for the Arif, but it's still a remaining issue. So there is no solution for the moment from our part. We are still waiting for other suggestions from the group so that we can meet the requirements of ICANN. Otherwise, we still have this problem.
Dr. Sarmad have suggested that we use something called activated extended. Just let me check real quick.
Okay. I'm also checking for his mail so that we can read.
Nabil?
Yes, Ziad, go ahead.
Just I have a question about this problem when Dr. Sarmad requests us to reduce as much as possible the number of allocatable variants, and said that it is technical requirements expressed by SSIC committee in document referenced by SAC 60.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone have an idea about exactly what is this the technical requirement? Thank you.
Personally, I haven't seen these documents yet. I hope that some members have read these documents so that they can give us their feedback. Otherwise,
yes, exactly. You need to identify exactly which is this requirement to identify how to reduce the number of variant to be in this the same target, I think.
Okay, let me write. Send an email to Dr. Samad. He can send me this document. Okay. Because he is, yes, in his email, we can read that, please note that the Alif variant still, or variant set, still has all allocatable variants. This creates too many variants and can potentially create a manageability challenge, as identified by SAC 60 documents. We would request that our task force to reconsider the proposal in this context and suggest how some of these can be reduced by making them blocked or extended allocatable.
Can I ask what exactly means the manageability problem?
I think that he wants to say that if we have a lot of allocatable variants,
mm-hmm.
It will be. It may cause some challenges when you want to manage all these variants.
This is one of the main problems I find with the LGR solution that I can have, you know, made a standard for registries to work with. Mm-hmm. We at Sardinic have our own solution, but we use the same LGR tables. We just convert them to our solution. For each, like, suppose we have Ahmed. Ahmed with no Hamza on the Alif. Ahmed, with our solution, we generate a master key for this word. This master key is the same for all variants of Ahmed. So in our database, we just store the master key. So when someone wants to register a variant of the word, suppose it has a million variants, it does not have a million variants, of course, but suppose some word has a million variants, we will just compute the master key and compare it in our database. So I think LGR is lacking this kind of solution. So if they can implement this type of solution, we will not have any problem with the number of variants.
But are you referring to LGR 1 or 2?
I don't mean the versions of the table 1 or 2.
It's not a question of version. Mm. It's a question of the place in the root, in the domain. So for LGR 1, it was solutions to be implemented in the root zone, mm-hmm. for the top level.
I mean the LGR solution as a whole, how to define the tables and how mm-hmm. to compute the variants, but there is no way to compute like a signature for these variants. So you don't have to store all the possible variants in your database to prevent someone from registering mm-hmm. the other variants. You just have to store a signature. We call it in our solution a master key. So
this is I wanted to ask you about this master key, because I felt that something I was missing something, because we have never talked about master key when dealing with variants. So is mm-hmm. this something related to your
this is our custom solution. It's okay. It's not a part of the LGR standard. Okay. But I'm saying that the LGR does not have a solution like this. So okay. that's why they are telling us to reduce the number of variants. But if they have a solution like the master key, then the number of variants would not be a problem at all.
Can you give some explanation further about master key? Is it what does it mean, master key?
A master key is just, in our solution, we give every every code point in the Arabic repertoire and its variants, like some special code, like suppose. Just let me give you an example. Suppose Alif with no Hamza is has the code point 0627, right?
Yes.
And its variants 0625 and 0623 and 0622. So all these variants will have, like, we will give it some special random code, like this code will not change in the future. It will be the same for them. So all these variants have the same code. So suppose A2. Then when we have any word, we will substitute the code point for the special key, this key. And it will give us a unique string that will identify this variant set. Like Ahmed, we have only the alif at the beginning changes, and ha and mim and dal, these will not change. So whenever the alif with hamza, without hamza, with hamza below, with mad above, they have all the same key. The same, we call it. I'm forgetting the some of the terms in our solution. We call it the GVT. They have the same key. Ha mm-hmm. does not have any variant, so it's a variant of its own. So it has a key. Mim has a key. Dal has a key. So we now got a special signature for this set of variants. So when you change the first character, alif with hamza below, it gives you the same string that we call a master key. This master key is stored in the database and it uniquely identifies this variant set. So when someone wants to register Ahmed with no hamza, we will generate this master key and compare it in our database. If it already exists, that means it's a variant of a registered domain name that already exists in our database. So we will block this registration process. So LGR does not have any kind of mechanism to deal with, to have a special signature for a variant set.
No problem. So when you talk about signature, do you refer to some cryptographic solutions?
It's so easy. It does not have anything to do with cryptography or anything. Just let me check if I have our source code. I will just show you part of it.
Okay. Because you are talking about master key and the first question that came to my mind is that how we can guarantee the unicity of the key so that we can end up with the unicity of the character or the variant, because it's randomly generated. Maybe I think.
No, it's not randomly generated. We will have a table for it. Okay, just is it okay if I share my screen?
Yeah, sure.
Could Fahad please enable screen sharing for me? Okay, thank you. I need to restart Zoom. Just
no problem. Take your time. By the way, Ziad, you have shared a document, but I can see that this document is back to 2013. Is this the latest one? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure also.
Yeah.
Maybe, but so, it's,
okay, let me send an email to Sarmat for this concern. Okay.
Can you see my screen now?
Yes.
Okay. This is what we call a GVT table. If you know Dr. Abdelaziz Zoman, he's the one who developed this table with other of our with other of our colleagues. But I'm actually new here, so I know how it works, but I did not develop this. Suppose that we have the code point 0622 and 0623, 0625, 0627. They are all variants of each other. So we will give them just a unique code that identifies them. I'm not explaining in details here, but because if you want the solution in more details, I could come back to you later, and I need to study it myself first. Anyways, suppose that we want to get a master key for some string. So suppose we have a word that has the following code point 0623. Suppose we have 0626, and suppose we have 0625. I don't know the exact word, but we can just take each code point and substitute it with the key in our table. So this table is generated once, and it is on our registry logic. So I'll just replace each code point with the corresponding key. So the master key will be like this. Okay, this is what we call a master key. So suppose that we change 06 to like 23 to 0625. 0625 is a variant of 0623, and it has the same code here. So we will get the same master key. So this master key uniquely identifies this variant and also this variant. So they are. These three variants belong to the same variant set. So, and this variant set has this master key. So in our database, we don't store all the variants. We just store the register domain and the master key. So suppose like one of the longest words we have, one longest domain we have is CITC, that's Communication and Information Technology Commission, which translates to هيئة الاتصالات وتقنية المعلومات, which has maybe more than 2 million variants. So we don't store all these 2 million variants in our database. We just store the master key. And each time someone wants to register a variant of this sentence, he basically can't, because it will have the same master key that is already in the database. If you need the algorithm, I think it is published on our website. Maybe I will send it later to the group. If we propose this solution, this solution will handle the huge number of variants that are facing ICANN now.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you. It's very interesting as a solution, indeed. I can see that it can reduce a lot the headache that ICANN has with a variant. But let me ask you, if you don't mind, to send us a document that describes fully this algorithm, so that we can read about it and we can, and all members, especially those who are not with us in this meeting, so that we can understand and to see how it can solve our solution. In this case, we can defend the use of this algorithm or this solution, this approach, when talking with ICANN.
I will. Just give me time. I need to search in website, and I will send it shortly.
Yeah, sure. And say hi from my part to Dr. Zuman.
Inshallah, I will.
Inshallah. Any comments from the other participants? How do you see the solution of the master key?
I have a question to Ali, please.
Yes.
Abdussalam has sent a framework from Apache. I don't know if I've seen this class for Arabic normalizer. This is API from, I think, Java language to make normalization about Hamza with Alif, Sit to bar Alif, and normalization of Te, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we can integrate this or add this algorithm also with your proposition?
I really did not read about the Arabic normalizer, but I can read it on my own time, and I will come back to you to see if we can, you know.
I will share with you the link for this API if you, in the chat room, if you like it.
Okay, please.
Yes, yeah. Do you want to add something?
There is also an RFC from ATF about the representation of label generation rule set. I don't know if Abdul Salam shared this document to when the question is about reducing the number of variants. I don't know if in this document we can adopt something about normalization of the number of variants.
Sorry, Ziad, can you repeat your question?
My remark is about an RFC that is it was shared by Abdul Salam about in the context of reducing the number of variants. I don't know if we can also adopt this RFC. I will share with you the link sent by Abdul Salam also, if you want.
Okay, if you remember the RFC number, just send us the RFC number and we can see. There are a lot of work in variants, etc. in IETF, and there are some interesting RFCs. I think that one of them has been written by Dr. Zuman. Maybe, I think so. One of the first RFCs for tackling Arabic IDNs. Anyway, we will have Dr. Ali will send us the documents that describe the approach before we can deep dive in the code itself. So the document will be interesting for the community to understand the approach. And maybe we can have another call next week.
Inshallah, I will try to send it as soon as possible.
Inshallah. Thank you, Dr. Ali. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments from the participants? Because this is the main task for the moment. We need to find the solution, the definitive solution to send our feedback to ICANN. So please, if you have any other comments that can enrich this this debate, please go ahead. So we have the Saudi Arabia solution using this master key, and we have an RFC that we will read after the this call, so that we can see if it can.
I have a question, Bill, please.
Yes.
To Ali, for the algorithm that you will share with us. It is based on RFC 5564 developed by Dr. Zoman. That's right.
Just let me check RFC 5564. You say?
What was the number of the RFCs yet?
I shared it in the.
Okay, 7940. 7940.
Oh, 5564.
The other one.
The second one.
Okay.
The RFC does not describe the algorithm. It just describes guidelines and problems with the or linguistic guidelines for the use of Arabic and the domain names. No, the algorithm is much complicated than this, and it may need maybe more than 10 pages to explain.
Yes, especially that in this RFC, so the statue of the RFC or the category is informational. So this is not, yes, this is just best practice or information about something. So this is not in the category of standard. So yes, it's not, but maybe, yes, maybe they have, they haven't published the algorithm as an RFC.
No, it's not an RFC paper. It's an internal paper that we have, but it's published on our one of our websites, but I can't really remember which one.
Okay, no problem. Yes, thank you for all this information, and it will definitely help us to come up with something that can deal with the solution. Thank you.
Inshallah.
Okay, so guys, if there is no other comments, so let's close the call and let's continue our discussion on the mailing list.
Okay, thank you, Nabil.
Okay, thank you. So, thank you. Assalamu alaikum all. Thank you, Fahd. Ma'a salama.